This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good morning from London, Kelvin. Good evening to you.
Yes, good evening over at my end, and good morning to you, Johnny.
Now, over the weekend, the breaking news yesterday was the German election result, and it very much looks like it's going to be a new chancellor in Friedrich Merz, the man set to lead Germany after victory for the conservative CDU-CSU alliance with just short of 30% of the vote. But crucially, I think, for markets, Kelvin, he's already said there's going to be no deal with the far-right AfD, the Alternative for Germany party, which also did very well. They had a record second-place result of more than 20%, but Merz has ruled out working with them. So that will probably be a plus for markets, I would imagine.
Yes, in a way, they're positive for the German stock market. So if you look at the benchmark DAX, it managed to recover from last Friday synchronized sell-off with the major US stock indices. So the DAX is actually up by 0.7% right now. And its recovery actually took place from a key technical element, which is its 20-day moving average, I think, as a support, which was almost tested on last Friday. And what's interesting over here is that the euro also continues to trade on a firmer footing. A bit is more of a sideways choppy range configuration. So at the start of today's early Asia session, the euro is up by almost 0.6% to have a intraday session high at 1.053. And right now, there's a bit of profit-taking that's been seen in the euro-dollar as we're speaking it right now, but it's still holding above a key short-term intraday support at 1.0440, which is the very close to the 20-day moving average as well.
And the fact that the Conservatives, the CDU-CSU alliance, has won, they seem to be much more pro-growth. This aspect has obviously pleased markets.
Yes, yes, precisely, because due to his campaign pledge by the main Conservative Party, which is this CDU slash CSU bloc, they are much more inclined to actually implement more infrastructure revergence or infrastructure spending in Germany. So that causes a positive feedback loop into the euro dollar and the German DAX as we are speaking right now. But however, from a longer term perspective, market will still be pretty much concerned about the relationship between Eurozone as a whole and as well as US. And do not forget that in the last few weeks, even though Trump has not explicitly mentioned about any trade tariffs targeting any of the key Eurozone economic members, especially Germany, given its significant automobiles exports heading towards US. So market will be paying very close attention to this potential trade tariffs policy or plan that US President Trump wants to actually play out to actually target the Eurozone. So if that potentially happens, we could actually start to see an offset of this pro-growth policy that's going to be implemented by this new Germany government, but negated by this trade tariffs that could be imposed by the US White House on Germany.
And it's also interesting to see Friedrich Merz call for independence, in his words, from the United States after the election win, because he says the US government is largely indifferent to the fate of Europe. So we'll see how that one plays out. We're going to talk about the week to come, Kelvin, but before we do, there was a bit of a US stock sell-off on Friday because of some data that came in late in the week.
Yes, so on Friday, we have this growth scare shock on the US stock market. I'm going to mention about very interesting about the prior to this sell-off of the US stock market on last Friday. At the start of the week, we managed to see a bit of upward climb on two of the major US stock indices, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq 100, reaching fresh new all-time high at the middle of last week. So this movement up was rather choppy, not a very steady, impulsive upward climb up. Then thereafter, we have this negative feedback loop that triggered off on last Friday. This is due to the fact of this potential growth scare in the key economic driver of the US economy, which is the services sector. So this services sector, we can measure it by various leading economic indicators. So growth for US services sector, one of the key leading economic indicators will be PMI data. So the S&P 500 Global on Friday released their flash or preliminary services PMI data for the US for the month of February. So it was rather shocking that it came below expectation, but the level that come below expectation was below 50. So to be precise, it came in at 49.7, which is below 50, representing a contractionary growth in the services activities in the US. And that is the first decline in almost in over 2 years. All right. So what we could see over here is that US economy right now is doing a bit of fear due to the fact that we know that services PMI is survey-based. So the S&P Global actually sent out a survey to these purchasing managers of the various service industry in the services sector in the US. And what they find out over here is that there's stagnation in the level of new orders, perhaps due to this uncertainty about global supply chain disruption due to Trump's hawkish trade tariffs policy, if he were to actually implement it in them in full. And if this trend continues to persist over here, definitely for sure, we may start to see a stagflation risk starts to actually creep back into the market picture again. That doesn't bode well for the earnings growth of the US company. So what we could see is that on last Friday, all the major stock indices closed in the red, and the Nasdaq 100 and the S&P 500, both of them declined by negative 1.7% on the S&P, and the Nasdaq 100 is almost 2%. So this single day losses last Friday was actually the worst single day decline that was seen in almost 2 months. And bearing in mind over here is that very interestingly, both the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq 100 last Friday managed to retest the 50-day moving average. And on top of that, this coming week, we also have a certain key events to look out for that could dictate the movement of the major US stock indices. It's definitely the AI juggernaut, NVIDIA. So NVIDIA will report its Q4 earnings at the close of the US cash market session this Wednesday at 26th of February, which is after the US session closed. So something to take a look out for.
And we're also going to have the latest core PC numbers on Friday, another key indicator in terms of inflation and by proxy, future interest rates.
Precisely. So what you could see over here is that later part of the week, we do have this US PCE data, which is rather important because that is a potentially guiding inflation metrics for the US Federal Reserve to construct or convey their forward guidance going forward. So if we start to see a rather sticky core PCE price index for the US, potentially that could actually see a dollar strength coming back into the picture again. And also on top of that, we got to be mindful about especially the yen, because the yen has been gaining very strongly against the US dollar in the past 1 month or so. So in fact, the dollar is the worst performer against the yen in the rolling 1 month basis, where we start to see a Japanese inflation trend getting firmer on the upside, and certain growth statistics like the latest Q1 GDP number has came in above expectation. BOJ officials sounding much more confident about increased wage growth in Japan economy for this year as well. And further aside, we could see two key Japanese economic data that's going out on Friday that could also influence the movement of the dollar yen, which is the Tokyo core CPI data, followed by Japanese retail sales and industrial production, all will be out on this Friday on the 28th of February.
Kelvin, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again very soon.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.